Unfortunately, our world is full of negative influences. As adults, it can be challenging to have all the right answers and make all the right decisions. But for youth, it can be even more difficult. How can we better equip the youth today to make better choices that will lead to healthier tomorrows? You're listening to Talking with a Whisper, a podcast brought to you by Hamilton Center, Inc. My name is Lynn Hughes, and I'll be your host. Thank you for listening. The goal of this podcast is to bring awareness to the myths and misconceptions surrounding mental illness. We will cover common topics in the mental health field and inform our listeners about what Hamilton Center is doing to serve our community's mental health needs. We're here with Melvin L. Burks, CEO of Hamilton Center and the creator of Talking with a Whisper. Hello, Mr. Burks.
How are you doing, Ms. Hughes?
I'm fantastic.
I realize that you are. I would like to say hello to the listeners, to Talking with a Whisper fans. I really appreciate you. And hopefully the things that you have heard in the previous episode, at least you have learned something from that.
So today, you mentioned earlier that you want to talk about the mess. And so let's tell people what the mess means.
Well, the mess to me, as related to children and teenagers and individuals struggling with mental illness, is anything that is impacting their life negatively.
And so obviously there's lots of messes in the world. Let's talk about, you know, how we can, I guess, prevent messes, clean up messes. You know, when a mess happens in your life, if it's a regular mess, you hopefully try to prevent it to start with. And then if you can't prevent it, then you do your best to clean it up. So as you're talking about these messes in people's lives and in the world that we live in, what would you tell people?
I would say this in terms of, I think it's very purposeful for us to define what we mean when we say mess. And I did indicate about is those things that impact children, teenagers, and those individuals struggling with mental illness negatively. And some of those things that we could break them down is, one, some things on TV, whether it's TV programs, TV music, whether it's even commercials. Those are some of the things that impacts children, teenagers, and those individuals struggling with mental illness live. Radio is another. It's what you hear on the radio. And the other is the different devices, technically, that is being shoveled into the life of children, teenagers, of listening. Those things, whether it's the beat, whether it's cell phones, whether it's smart watches, they are getting certain messages from those instruments. Also, sometimes we as parents are saying things or doing things in front of our children that we probably should not. And you parents know what I'm talking about. So I would say those are some of the things that we can identify. And I also think that children, more and more, teenagers are being more interested in what is going on in our country. So when we have different news stations on talking about those individuals who are in Congress, the office of the president, those individuals and how they're behaving, we have to watch what we say because children are listening. So I give you that.
So as parents are trying to, I guess, help frame what their kids see and hear and potentially what they do, what would you tell them in terms of how they can help, I guess, avoid messes or help kids respond to messes when they encounter them?
Here's what I would let me tell you what I've learned when I was growing up as a young teenager and then becoming a young adult and then becoming married and becoming a father and becoming a parent. There's no father school that you can go to. There's no parent school that you can go to. So you learn by what you see your parents are doing. And sometimes you do make some change, some tweaks when you get of age, but basically that's it. So what I'm saying to individuals, yes, listen to your parents, understand what they're saying, but find other avenues that are positive and that are appropriate and that is professional to give you information where you as a young parent will know how to at least start off taking care of your child, educating your child, giving them a toolbox of life to grow up.
So for parents who are struggling to know what they should and shouldn't do in front of their kids, what they should and shouldn't say, how would you help frame their minds to help them better provide the kind of mentorship and guidance that their kids really need?
I would say to the parents, and I know they're well-meaning people to take, and they really love their children. I always tell the parents, take a seat, take a pause, and understand the importance of your child, not while they're in your presence, but when they're out of your presence. What do you do? What do you want them to know when they're not with you? And I think that coming up with a toolbox of life would be the answer. In your toolbox, you should have certain things in that toolbox of teaching your child when they're not with you. One of those things is how we communicate when things are going well with us and when things are going bad. Then how do we physically behave in public when you're not with your parents? There's things and there's certain models that you can display or communicate with your child and put in that toolbox. So even though there's not a school, as I said earlier, to teach us how to be parents, but there are ways, and some of them is what I just discussed.
So I remember growing up, you know, it's like the big joke was the birds and the bees talk. You know, all the parents were, you know, you'd see it on TV shows. Nobody wanted to talk to their kids about the birds and the bees. And, you know, obviously that's one conversation that they do need to have. But I think there's also some other conversations that people probably avoid, talking about drugs and alcohol, talking about cigarettes and vaping, talking about, you know, violence and bullying. I think there's lots of conversation, lots of things that would be considered messes if they get into them, but yet also things that, you know, you really need to teach them kids about so that they're prepared so that they can avoid those messes if at all possible. And so what would you tell parents about some of those conversations that may be a little difficult for them to have but are really critical to helping their kids?
I would think you touched upon several good points of those, so I won't repeat those because I think that they speak in and of themselves. But I always talk about some of the things that people are dodging, and that is race. People who look different. The world is changing drastically. It's becoming a world where people are different in their colors. The color of their skin are getting more widespread. The world is. And so I would say that when you talk about race, we need to understand that people are different. It doesn't mean that they are inhumane. It doesn't mean that they are illiterate. It just means that they are different. And I think that when you look at that, then it leads you to, there's going to be individuals who are being raised in an environment where they're poverty stricken. So I think we need to, as parents, be prepared to have that conversation about those two things with our children, because they're going to see it. They're going to witness it. It's how they are taught at home and how they would deal with it.
Kids are going to experience and see a lot of things in life, and that really is, it's important that the parents understand that instead of trying to shelter them, from those things. They really need to have those conversations. So as we wrap up today, do you have any last words for our audience?
I would say to our audience, and I would say it very loudly and very clearly, life has many twists and turns, and it affects us differently, but it affects us nevertheless. And one of the things that we want to do is understand as adults, as parents, those twists and turns, so we would be able to sit down and provide an environment of learning for our children who are growing up in this world. So I would say, don't run away from it. Don't run away from it. It's hit it face on. And there's places that parents can go to receive advice and to receive understanding. And that one place is Hamilton Center. There's others, but Hamilton Center is here to help you. And I would say to the fans of Talking with the Whisper, tune in for more episodes that will provide you a great handle on life. With that, don't let the whisper get you.
This has been the Talking with a Whisper podcast. Hamilton Center exists to provide quality behavioral health care, wellness, and human development services to our community. Together, we can end the stigma surrounding mental illness.